The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, Europe's voters may be turning to the right, but the centre ground in politics is still standing strong. That's the message from commentators, parties and leaders across Europe as the true tally of the European elections takes shape. Now, joining me to talk about all of this live from Brussels is journalist Rosie Burchard. Rosie, good morning.
Good morning.
So people are getting over the, I suppose, the bombshells of the elections and how far right Europe may have turned. And the answer really is perhaps not much.
Well, there definitely have been some historic gains from the far right. And the, what I would say is that these elections saw a couple of earthquakes in some capitals. So it was a big blow dealt to the German government. So German Chancellor Olaf Scholz from the centre-left Social Democrat Party, he was actually pipped to the post for second place in elections by the far-right AfD. That's the Alternative for Germany party. But really the story of that election night was France, where the far right stormed far into first place and prompted President Emmanuel Macron to call snap elections. So if you ever heard commentators saying that European elections don't have much impact, well, they certainly are about to have some impact in France now, with the national legislative elections.
The impact of that French decision, or Macron's decision, because it's said he didn't talk to too many people before he called that snap election in the National Assembly. The markets are a bit dismayed. In fact, French interest rates are probably going to be hurt. But also, they're saying, look, hang on, you've got the Olympics coming up in August. What the hell are you doing running an election in the run-up to the Olympic Games?
It was definitely a political bombshell. And President Emmanuel Macron has undoubtedly taken a big political gamble with this. It's not the first time he's done something unexpected. I mean, he himself, it's hard to remember now because he seems like such a figure of the establishment. But he came to power on an entirely new party. So it seems to me what he's trying to do here is kind of call voters bluff and say, OK, you voted this way in the European elections, which are traditionally seen as a bit less important or impactful in people's lives. Was it just a protest vote or do you really want the far right in government? And if you do, here's your opportunity. But of course, that is a big political gamble to take because it could mean that we see a far right prime minister in France in just a month's time. So Emmanuel Macron really there, I think, trying to call voters bluff. But let's see how that lands. Of course, the results across Europe do look a bit different.
The problem for Macron would be if he gets a prime minister from the far right, the business of what they call cohabitation. I mean, how does he cohabit with someone nominated by Marine Le Pen?
Absolutely. And I think, I mean, what he's hoping for is that that will not happen. In fact, that voters will hand power back to centrists and maybe he will even win a majority back for his party in the National Assembly. And I should say, Emmanuel Macron himself, his political neck is not on the line here because France is a presidential system. So he will go, the presidential elections are not until 2027. Macron will by then have already served two terms. So this indeed is a question of who's going to be in the government, so really running the interior affairs. But listen, there's no doubt this is a big test. And we'll, if the far right do end up in government in France, I mean, some commentators are saying, well, they'll probably have made a mess of things by the time the presidential elections come round. So in a way, it kind of could take the wind out of the sails for a far-right president, which would be an even bigger change. But of course, if you're a member of a minority in France, you might think, well, I'm not waiting 2 years to see my rights be seriously curtailed because these French far-right politicians really do want to radically reduce rights for migrants, among other things.
Yeah. Now, they might say, we're not going to make a mess of it. Look at what Giorgia Meloni has done in Italy. She's done rather well.
Absolutely. And Giorgia Meloni now is being described by many, and to some extent, as a kind of queen maker. So she is part of Europe's hard right. But what's really interesting here is that the hard right in Europe really come in different political flavours. So the National Rally in France, which Marine Le Pen is part of, is seen as part of the most extreme group. In the European Parliament, they're part of a faction known as Identity and Democracy. Giorgia Meloni's party, Brothers of Italy, is in a group which is slightly seen as slightly less far right, which is called the European Conservatives and Reformists. It includes her party, but also the Law and Justice Party in Poland. And because they have pretty kind of pro-Ukraine stances, fairly mainstream foreign policy positions, they are seen as much more politically palatable and therefore someone that mainstream parties could consider working with. But of course, their domestic policies are seen by many as really seriously much more far right, for example, restricting the rights of LGBT same-sex parents, restricting the rights of migrants. So there's going to be a big question moving forward as the dust settles on these elections, which is who is the centre-right? And I should say the centre-right really are the big winners of these European elections. They gained seats. They remained the biggest group. Where do their red lines lie? Who are they willing to work with? On paper, the centrist majority has held. There is no need necessarily to look toward the far right, but there will be dissenters, particularly when it comes to the vote for whether the European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen remains in place. And therefore, she may be looking to court some factions or some parts of the more palatable hard right. And that would include Giorgia Meloni's Brothers of Italy party. She'll have to tread carefully there.
Now, sometimes leaders get to power by stealth. You don't really know what they stand for until they actually seize power. And there are those who are warning about Trump in the United States and warned about him first time round as well. And they were proven to be right. He did not cede power willingly. Hitler might be another example of someone who was voted in by popular acclaim and then went on to do terrible things. So we have to be careful. So what is happening in those countries that should know better? In Germany, for example, AfD and their leader saying that not everyone in the SS was evil. And that possibly is actually true, that not everyone in the SS was as evil as Adolf Hitler or Himmler or any of those guys. But it's certainly not the kind of thing that should be said.
Well, the AfD party is a really interesting case. It's the far right in Germany. And I talked a bit about how which kind of far right parties are seen as the ones that could be worked with or the ones that are most palatable to a mainstream political audience. Well, the AfD has now found itself out in the cold because it was seen as too extreme, even for the farthest right political faction. So if you can believe it, it was booted out of the Identity and Democracy far right group by Marine Le Pen's national rally. So it was seen as just too scandalous, too much of a political liability. And interestingly, there's about to be talks in Brussels on Wednesday, so tomorrow, among those other far-right leaders, so the national rally, of whether or not to let the German, the Alternative for Germany party back in. But listen, it will not, whether or not they manage to find a political home here in Brussels, that will not really affect their position in Germany. And it certainly is a major source of concern for centrist parties in Germany, because this vote was really seen as a big blow to the governing coalition, the Greens, the Social Democrat Party and the Liberals. Who did come out on top in Germany, I should say, is the centre-right. So it's the Christian Democrats. That was the party of former German Chancellor Angela Merkel. So they are centrists. They came out by far on top. The AfD were second. They were, I should say, quite a distant second. So in some analysts are seeing this, okay, it's not as bad as could have been feared if you're someone that would be fearing about the rise of the far right, because we've seen the centre more or less holding. But of course, this really will be something which continues to move forward, particularly in the east of Germany, where the AfD has been performing very well.
And finally, you mentioned the Greens in passing, and briefly, are the Greens now a spent force in Europe?
Yeah, the Greens have taken a big blow in this election. They lost a lot of their seats. What's interesting to me is that we've seen Greens on the rise in some countries. So in the Nordics, for example, there were surges for Green parties. But that's a key part of these elections. The seats are divvied up based on how many people live in a country. So the Greens lost big in Germany. The Greens are in government in Germany. They're maybe being punished for their government record. And that means that these wins in smaller countries really do little to redress that balance. And that's why some Green politicians are really warning for the future of Europe's big climate promises. It will be difficult to undo the climate laws which are already in place, which are significant. But of course, the climate situation, climate change, the climate crisis necessitates, analysts say, scientists are telling governments, much more change. So trying to get push forward with more climate laws, that might be a big challenge for politicians in this next administration. They're due the new parliament to meet for the first time in mid-July.
Rosie Burchard, based in Brussels, thank you very much for giving us an update on the political climate in Europe.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.